Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Way Memorial Community Health Manager, wishing you a great day and thank you for listening. So on today's show, my guest is Janine Dubois. Good morning, Janine.
Good morning.
And I know I say it like a French accent, which I have no idea because I'm not French. Lisa Champeau is from our PR department. And Janine is the PPS coordinator of Good Shepherd Inpatient Rehab at Way Memorial Hospital, right?
Yes.
And how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing this since 2006,
right.
Since the rehab unit opened.
So, and you do a great job at it, so thank you so
much.
Thank you. And Janine is here today because April is Parkinson Awareness Month, correct?
Yes.
Yes, and you do a lot of work with Parkinson's, the support group, as well as patients, right?
Yes, I do. We have a Parkinson's support group that meets the first Thursday of every month at 6:30 p.m. But since COVID hit, we've been doing our meetings via Zoom, and they've been working out rather well, reaching out to the Parkinson's patients and reconnecting with them to see how they're doing and handling the current situation.
Right, because I know, you know, prior to COVID, the groups were meeting in person, and that is a different experience as opposed to doing it virtually. But again, I think everyone has caught on to Zoom by now that it is working.
It is working.
So can you share with our audience what is Parkinson's disease?
Parkinson's is a disorder from the brain that you will notice different signs and symptoms of tremors, being unbalanced when walking, shaking of the hands, your handwriting getting smaller, and also your voice will be very quiet. And those are some of the signs and symptoms of Parkinson's. And if you notice you're having these symptoms, you would go to your general practitioner, and then they could give you a referral to a neurologist, a movement disorder doctor, and then take further treatment. There's many medications that help with Parkinson's patients, one of them being levodopa. But you have to talk with your doctors and see what's the best option for your situation.
So, you know, when is there a certain age that people are diagnosed with Parkinson's, or gender? Does that make a difference for some people?
No, actually, when we started our group in 2014, we didn't realize how many people Parkinson's has affected. Our group consists of 24 or more people a month that come to the group, and that's including their caregivers. Our youngest member that was diagnosed with Parkinson's, he was 31 when he was diagnosed.
Wow.
With Parkinson's. So, and then we had a female at one time, she was diagnosed in her early 40s with Parkinson's. And many people in our group, their Parkinson's is at a different
stage
in their disease. So, they've been diagnosed at different ages. And I know a few of them have been having symptoms for 6 years before they got a true diagnosis.
Right. That was going to be my next question. You know, you talked about, you know, symptoms, but can some of them be so mild that people really don't realize it until they might have had it for a couple of years?
Yes. Some people just ignore it or just think it's something else that's bothering them. And then,
right.
You know.
How many times do we just kind of ignore things when, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly.
Like, for example, lose our balance. I mean, I know, you know, I'm walking, or, you know, you're not paying attention, or you're thinking of five different things in your brain at one time that you don't realize maybe these little symptoms or signs that may be, you know, showing up. So obviously, you know, we would always recommend seeing your physician overall on a regular basis, right?
Correct, yes.
And that's really important to establish with a physician even before. Is Parkinson's hereditary? Do we know anything about that?
There is research that you can look into. There is a possibility. The Michael J. Fox Foundation offers trials that people with Parkinson's and their family members can do the different trials and see genetically how it's affected their line.
Right, but there's no, you know, there's not enough research out there. It's all kind of, you know,
correct,
going on. And I think that's with any kind of disease process. You know, they continue to research to mm-hmm. see how better serve these individuals. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Right. So, you know, you were talking about, you know, obviously visiting your primary care, and then they can refer to a neurologist. Is a neurologist a specialty doctor?
The neurologist, they're a doctor that specializes in the brain and what different diseases affect the brain. And then if they feel they need to refer you to a movement specialist mm-hmm. or a movement disorder doctor, then they'll do that.
Right. And you said the movement disorder doctor is because a lot of times what happens with Parkinson's, it has to do with motor functions.
Motor
and
functions.
The way the brain...
Yes, they will get very stiff mm-hmm. and unable to move, unable to sit. So going to a movement specialist will help them with that. And also going to physical and occupational therapy.
Mm-hmm.
There is also the BIG program, which deals with, on the physical therapy part, making you do your movements big mm-hmm. and moving, so you're constant moving around. The LOUD program is with a speech therapist, and they work with the Parkinson's patients, having them speak louder and clearer. And that has been very beneficial to a few of our Parkinson's members of the group. And we also are very happy to announce Susie Atkavich opened Rocksteady Boxing here in Honesdale,
oh.
which a lot of our Parkinson's members go to and find that very successful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they love doing it and keep going there
because
it keeps them moving. We also mm-hmm. have the women going to this program also.
That's great. And you know, I'm so glad you brought that up, because physical activity, and, you know, you're not talking about going out running 5 miles, 10 miles, or doing anything extensive, but these are exercises or programs that are proven to work for people with Parkinson's.
Yes, and mm-hmm. they do adjust to your limitations mm-hmm. or to your specific disease process of the Parkinson's.
Okay. Now, I know I'm going to ask you again, you know, and we're kind of in the middle of the show. Who can they call? Can they call you, and what phone number could they use?
They could call me. My phone number is 570-253-8395. And if I don't have the information for them, I would guide them in the right direction mm-hmm. of what information they might need.
Right, right, great. So, you know, we talked about, like, what is Parkinson's, because April is Parkinson's Awareness Month, but you do have an event coming up, which you'll hear more about, but I want to say we're going to be the first one to kind of talk about it on the air, I would hope. But can you tell about the Parkinson's Walk?
Yes, we are having our 6th annual Parkinson's Walk. It is June 19th, and we are known as... the Tri-State Parkinson's. It used to be Pocono Foxtrot, and it's the location will be announced. This fundraiser is a 1 mile run and a 5K walk.
Yes.
And then all the proceeds from this walk go to the Michael J. Fox Foundation for research, and the Michael J. Fox Foundation uses all the money that is given to them goes directly to research. It doesn't go to this person or that person. It goes directly to research.
Right, right. And I think, you know, Parkinson's, you know, does need a lot more research behind it, because I think with the research, we find more and more therapies and more help for these individuals. So, you know, I know many organizations and groups have put everything on hold, but yours is going to be live this year, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. And it's the 6th annual, you know, walk for Parkinson's, like we said. And do you have any times on that?
It's going to be Saturday, June 19th. The check-in is at 9 a.m. And according to the information here, it is at the Ann Street Park in Milford, PA, rain or shine. And they are looking to raise this year $60,000.
Wow.
In 2018, we raised $65,000 that went strictly to the Michael J. Fox Foundation. And also proceeds from this are also going to go towards local education and awareness for locally to stay in our area.
Well, I will definitely help you with that part if you're going to do any programming.
Thank you.
Because, I mean, that's as a community health, you know, department, we do. We want to get that education out there because I think it's so important that people know more about Parkinson's because, again, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, the earlier somebody's diagnosed, the outcome is, you know, definitely better for them and the adjustment, I would say.
I don't know.
Right. Now, so you talked about the support group for individuals with Parkinson's. Is there a caregiver support group?
There is a caregiver support group that is running. It goes on the third Monday at 6:30 p.m. and they are doing it via Zoom also. Mm-hmm. So again, you could contact me and I could guide you into the right direction with that information. Mm-hmm. And my number again is 570-253-8395.
Right. And so we have like about two more minutes. So if someone decides they want to come to the Parkinson's support group, kind of, you know, give me an idea. It's support. People can just listen if they're new, right? They can ask questions. Is that kind of generally what it's about?
Yes. Usually when people call about the Parkinson's support group, I tell them to come and I tell them they can just sit there and listen. If they want to ask questions, they can. Or they can just listen to what people have to say. Because mm-hmm. it mm-hmm. is scary at first, especially when you just found out you're diagnosed with this. Mm-hmm. Just to come and listen. And our support group is like a family. It's very supportive of each other. Mm-hmm. And they look out for each other, caregivers and the Parkinson's patients.
Right. Well, thank you so much for, you know, even having the support group and having the means to do it via Zoom now because... You know, something like Parkinson's or any other condition doesn't go away because of COVID. And it's sometimes scarier knowing that you can't see somebody in person. But, you know, at least those Zoom calls, you can do some video camera stuff if you need to, right?
Yes.
So any last words for our audience?
Just about keep looking for information on our walk. It is... again, on June 19th, it's a 5K run and a 1 mile walk, and anyone is welcome to come and sign up.
Right, and I think people are ready to get out and do something. So you don't need to have Parkinson's. You don't need to, you know someone with Parkinson's. You could just come out and support a great cause.
Absolutely, and we are following guidelines and regulations due to with the CDC with our walk to make sure everybody is safe.
Right. Of course, I think that thank you because moving forward, I think any event that people are planning, hopefully, you know, they are going to follow the CDC guidelines, which we are at Wayne Memorial Hospital. And, you know, again, with partnering with Good Shepherd Rehab, which is located in Wayne Memorial Hospital, right?
Correct.
So, Janine, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. Anything else you want to add?
No, just if you have any questions, please give us a call.
Okay, and that phone number again?
570-253-8395.
And again, this is Carol Knier, Community Health Manager. If you have any questions about support groups, you can give me a call at 570-253-8422. Many of the support groups that we did have in the hospital are still meeting, but they are mostly meeting virtually, like Janine was saying. Next month, I know I'm going to kind of put a little plug in there. Next month is Stroke Awareness Month, is May, right, Janine?
Yes, it is.
And you do have a support group for that.
We do have a stroke support group, and we're actually meeting in person.
Okay.
We just started last month.
Okay, great. And what nights do they meet?
The stroke support group meets the second Thursday of every month at 4:30 p.m. on the Good Shepherd Rehab Unit.
Right. And they can also call you for that?
They can also call me for that, too. Yes.
Great, great. You know, just call Janine for everything. No, I'm just joking. So, Janine, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Carol.
And remember, April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. I want to thank everyone for listening, and I want to wish you a happy day. Thank you very much.